Visit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
This is a lovely breakfast, isn't it, Wally?
Oh, yeah, Dad. It's real lovely.
Well, thank you both.
Hey, Dad. Could I buy Eddie's father's rowing machine?
Oh, is his father thinking of selling his rowing machine?
Well, no, he doesn't know anything about it, but Eddie wants to sell it.
Eddie better get his father's permission.
Well, no, he doesn't mess around with the rowing machine anymore. Eddie said he used it once and had to go to bed for a week.
Well, Wally, it sounds to me like this is the sort of thing we should think over.
Oh, sure, Dad. I'll tell Eddie it's no deal.
Hey, isn't Beaver coming down for breakfast?
Oh, he ate early. He wanted to be sure and get to school on time.
Boy, isn't that just like a kid, Dad?
Yeah, isn't it, Wally?
Beaver's excited because Miss Lander's coming back today for the first time. You know, she's been out ill for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and he's really been worried about her. Every night in his prayers, after he says, God bless his goldfish, he sticks her in there.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. I'm going to meet the school bus at the corner.
Well, I guess you're pretty excited about your teacher coming back today, huh?
Yeah, our whole class is going to surprise her and read her a poem.
What's the poem about?
We don't know. We all gave Judy Henson awards, and she was going to put them together in a poem last night. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, if Eddie's pop gives him permission to sell the rowing machine, could I buy it?
What in the world would you do with a rowing machine?
Well, I could develop my muscles, and then if I went to a college that had a crew, I could go out for it.
Well, if you went to a college that didn't have a crew?
I don't know. I guess I'd be stuck with all those muscles.
So what's this, Judy? Do you have something to read?
Yes, Miss Landers. The whole class gave me the words, and I put them together in a poem.
Oh, but that's fine.
Welcome back, Miss Landers. We're glad to have you here. While you were sick, at home in bed, we all shed many a tear. We hoped you would get better, and we'd see you by and by. And we're also very, very glad that you did not die.
That's a very sweet poem, and thank you all very much.
You're welcome, Miss Landers.
Now, don't you think we should get down to work?
I do, Miss Landers. I've been thinking, children, and I believe we should all read another book before the end of the term. Yes, Whitey?
Do we have to read a thin book or a fat book?
Well, you can read whatever book you want, Whitey, but I have a list of suggestions here. Would you pass the rest of these out, please?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Miss Landers?
Yes, Theodore?
Can we read the book for fun, or are you going to ask us questions on it?
Well, I think I'll ask a few questions, just to make sure you've read it for fun.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Here comes Connie, Hoppy the Kangaroo, Little Claude, and Penny Bobbins.
Yes, dear, he wants to pick one of those books to read. He wondered if you had any of them in here.
Well, I hardly think so. Hoppy the Kangaroo is just not the kind of book I like to curl up with.
Little Claude, Penny Bobbins. They sound so cute.
Cute? Whatever happened to all the real boys' books I used to read? You know, 2 years before the Mast, or Last of the Mohicans, or Call of the Wild. Didn't she used to read books like that?
I'm afraid not, dear. Strongest thing they ever let me read was Dorothy Vernon of Haddon Hall.
Well, I think I'll see if I can't find him something a little more manly than Here Comes Connie. Here we are. Here. Here's the very book. Sir Walter Scott's Ivanhoe.
Yeah, it's a neat-looking book, Dad, but what's an Ivanhoe?
Well, Ivanhoe was a knight.
Well, like Prince Valiant, the funnies.
Well, there's a lot of excitement in the book, Beaver. You see, these knights fought to defend their code of honor. And they rode all over the countryside, avenging wrongs and protecting the weak.
Yeah. My history teacher says that in between times, they ate like pigs.
Wally.
Well, sure they did. They ate on these big wooden tables, and they had their dogs running around underneath the table so they could wipe their hands on them.
Wait, can we get a dog to do something like that, Dad?
Well, people lived differently then, Beaver. But it was a time of great adventure and excitement. I know you're going to like Ivanhoe.
Well, I guess so, Dad. But sure is a lot better than Hoppy the Kangaroo.
Dear, I wish you'd speak to Beaver before he goes to school. He was up again late last night reading that Ivanhoe.
Well, I don't want him missing his sleep, but I'm glad he's interested in the book.
Well, he certainly is. You know, yesterday afternoon, he and Whitey were out in the backyard dueling with sticks and garbage pail lids?
That's what I used to do. A garbage pail lid makes a wonderful shield.
Well, when Whitey got home, his mother called up and wanted to know what he'd been playing in.
Cut it out, will you, Beaver? What do you think you are, Cornell Wilde or something?
I'm just being Ivanhoe, and I'm shooting a whole bunch of bad guys.
Well, come on, hurry up, fellas. You don't want to be late.
Well, sure, Dad. I was just watching the Beaver slew guys.
Oh. Well, I got lots of time, Dad. I'm meeting the bus off on Grand Avenue.
Say, Beaver, I'm very glad you like Ivanhoe, but I don't want you staying up beyond your bedtime reading it.
Oh, sure, Dad. Thanks for making me read it. I don't care if I ever read Hoppy the Kangaroo now.
Maybe when you finish with this one, I can find you another book about knights.
You know, Dad, this neat guy Ivanhoe was all the time was saving girls and rescuing ladies.
Well, of course, Beaver. That was a part of the code of knighthood, defending women.
Well, cowboys do that, too. The ones with the white hats.
Yes, they do. You see, Beaver, protecting womanhood has always been sort of the manly thing to do.
Yeah, I guess so, Dad. Well, up until I read Ivanhoe, I never cared much what happened to girls.
Hi, dog. Whose dog are you, dog?
I know whose dog you are. You're Mr. Miller's dog.
You stop that right away, do you hear?
You keep quiet or I'm liable to sock you.
Hey, you cut that out, you.
Who asked you?
Don't you got any respect for women?
What women?
That woman you just pushed down the ground. You better not do that again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fellas, come on. All right, come on, get up here. Now, come on, all right, bring it up. Now, what's going on here?
Well, this kid
came along and hit me.
That's right, we were just standing here, and this kid came along and started my brother for no reason at all.
Well, I hit him because he was beating her up.
He was not. You're just a dirty old bully, that's what you are.
All right, that's enough. Cleaver, you go to the back of the bus and sit down and ride there. Son, you and your sister ride in front of the bus.
Okay. Let's go, sis.
What's gotten into you, Cleaver?
I don't know, Mr. Crawford, but I sure wish I'd read Hoppy the Kangaroo.
That's right, Ward. I sent Beaver up to his room as soon as he got home from school. Miss Landers called, and it seems he got in a fight at the bus stop the first thing this morning.
A fight? Did he win?
What's that got to do with it?
Nothing, I guess. I was just curious.
Miss Landers was very upset. It seems he just walked up and started punching this other boy.
Oh, I don't think he'd do anything like that. Must have been something that was building up for a long time. That other kid's probably a bully.
No. Beaver never even saw the boy before. He's from that new family that just moved in over on Grant Avenue, and it was his first morning on the bus.
Well, did Beaver have any explanation?
Well, the only thing I could get out of him was something about defending womanhood.
Oh.
Well, do you know something about this?
Well, I hope I'm wrong, dear, but I'm afraid Sir Walter Scott and I gave our son a bum steer. Well, hello, Beaver.
Hi, Dad.
Would you like me to go downstairs and find something to do, Dad?
No, Wally, you can stick around. Well, Beaver, I understand you got yourself in a little scrape this morning.
Yes, sir, but I was just trying to be an Ivanhoe.
Well, Beaver, suppose you tell me just what did happen.
Well, I saw this kid hitting this girl, and you said about defending women, so I started socking him. And all of a sudden, I'm in big trouble with Miss Landers.
Yeah, Dad, he thought the kid was being mean. He didn't know he was only hitting his sister.
Well, Beaver, it seems your heart was in the right place, and your intentions were certainly correct.
Gee, Dad, if I did all that good stuff, how come everybody's mad at me?
Well, Beaver, I guess maybe they just didn't understand. I tell you what, I'll call Miss Landers and see if I can't explain the circumstances to her.
Well, now, just a minute, class. Before I dismiss you for recess, there's something I want to say about the incident that happened on the bus yesterday.
Now you're going to get it.
It seems that Theodore and the new boy in the fifth grade had a disagreement.
I was there, Miss Landers, and I saw the whole thing. Beaver had him down on the ground, and I was hitting him because he's a big bully.
Judy,
I was just trying to help on account of you being sick.
I think I can handle this matter myself, Judy. Now, Beaver saw this boy hitting his sister. And when Beaver came along, well, all he tried to do was protect her. It was the other boy who provoked the fight. Now, I don't approve of fighting to solve all of our problems, but, well, in this case, I think Beaver's actions were gallant and chivalrous. And I'm sure that Ivanhoe and Sir Galahad would have been proud of his motives.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
The deal's off.
What deal?
The deal to buy Eddie's father's rowing machine.
Oh, what happened?
Well, Eddie's father told me that if he caught him selling one more thing out of that attic, he's going to kill him dead.
Isn't that nice?
Hey, Mom, did Dad straighten out the mess with Beaver at school?
Yes, he called Miss Landers. It seems your brother was defending a young lady.
Yeah, he told me, defending women. You know something, Mom? We're going to have to start watching that kid. Hi, Beav.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, how come you're doing your homework in the middle of the day?
Well, this isn't my homework. I'm making up a night hurdle.
Yeah? What for?
Well, because Miss Lanner says I was like Ivanhoe. So I'm going to make an oath and have guys join up as knights. I might even charge him 10 cents apiece to make them knights.
Hey, what's that thing up there on top?
Oh, that's my coat of arms.
Boy, what a crummy looking coat of arms.
Well, it is not. Like cutting off a bottle of ginger ale. You want to hear my oath?
I'm not paying a dime to hear it.
Oh, that's all right. I hereby swear thee to be a true and noble knight.
Hey, you forgot the K on knight.
Oh, yeah. I get it mixed up with the other kind of knight. And to defend all kinds of women, and slew dragons, and right wrongs, and help the poor.
Hey, Beav, if you're going to be doing all this good stuff, when are you going to have time to go to school?
Oh, cut it out, Wally. This is real serious. And be a loyal subject of my sovereign's lord.
What's that sovereign stuff in there?
Oh, that's like if you're a king, you're a sovereign.
Oh, I think I know what you mean. You mean sovereign.
No, I mean sovereign. There's no such word as sovereign.
Oh, that's not bad. Hey, where'd you get this oath?
Well, life got somewhere out of my head,
and I got some of that Ivanhoe.
You know, that's pretty good. A kid your age thinking of going out and doing all that good stuff.
Yeah, and you know something? If I get 10 nights in my club, I'll have a whole dollar.
Bye, dear.
Oh, bye.
Oh, by the way, the deal's off.
What deal?
Well, he's not going to buy Eddie's father's rowing machine. If Eddie sells it, he says his father's going to kill him dead. Honey, do you really think Eddie's father says those things?
Knowing Eddie, yes.
Dear, wasn't Beaver's knighthood oath cute?
Yeah, he's going to organize his own little round table and right all the wrongs in Mayfield. Wouldn't get a spirit like that out of Penny Bobbins.
And help the poor.
And help the poor. And be a loyal subject of my sovereign's lord. Be a loyal subject of my sovereign's lord.
All right, Woody, you're a knight.
Yeah, here's my dime.
Boy, that's pretty neat. Are you guys really going to do all that stuff?
Sure we are. And we're going to take care of bad guys and have tournaments and everything.
I'll bring my money tomorrow. It's worth a dime to be in a real tournament.
You're goofy, Beaver. That's just a whole lot of made-up junk.
Well, it is not. We're going to do all that stuff. And I already defended a womanhood.
Sure you did, Beaver.
Hey, if you guys are knights, how about taking care of Clyde Appleby?
Who's he? He's from the Metzger's Avenue School.
Yeah. Whenever we're playing marbles, he comes along and steps on the marbles.
Well, I don't even know Clyde Appleby. I don't know if I should do anything like that.
It's just like I thought. You're nothing but a chicken knight.
I am not.
You are, too.
Well, I am not. And after school, I'll show you the chicken knight. Won't I, Whitey?
You sure will, Beaver. There's Clyde Appleby, over there.
He's the one in the middle.
Yeah, I guess we can take care of him, huh, Whitey?
I don't know, I just joined up. This time you show me how it works.
Yeah, well, I guess I could.
Hey, are you Clyde Appleby?
Yeah, I'm Clyde Appleby.
Well, I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to tell you to stop stepping on guys' marbles.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Stepping on guys' marbles.
Oh. You got a marble?
Yeah, right here.
You mean like that?
Yeah, I don't want you doing that anymore.
Yeah, you better not, because he's a knight and he'll fix you good.
Yeah. Ah, go on.
Give it to him.
Anybody home?
Yeah, Dad. We're up here. Mom's patching up the Beaver.
Well, what happened? Did he fall down?
He did not. He had another fight.
Yeah, Dad. He was running around making like Ivanhoe, and some guy clobbered him.
Another fight? Well, Beaver, this is getting ridiculous.
Sure is, Dad.
And Wally says the other boy was twice as big as Beaver.
Yeah, and he's a real tough guy.
Well, Beaver, what in the world did you fight him for?
Gee, Dad, I talk so much about being a knight, I would have had a fight in you if it was 8 feet tall.
Warren, I have my dinner cooking. Don't you think it's about time you put a stop to this?
Yes, dear.
Oh, you poor little dear.
Well, Beaver, I feel quite a bit to blame for all this.
It's okay, Dad. I guess this Ivanhoe stuff just doesn't work anymore.
Well, Beaver, the virtues are still good, but the violence isn't. Wally, don't you have something else to do?
No, sir.
Yes, well, anyway, Beaver, you see, in those days, people weren't quite so civilized. And lots of times they had to fight to get justice.
Well, sure, Beef. The only way to prove you were a good guy was to kill people.
Gee, Dad, you mean now guys shouldn't go around helping people and making bad guys be good?
Oh, yes, Beaver, but they should do it through the proper authorities, not by taking the law into their own hands.
Yeah, Dad, I guess you're right.
And, son, in the future, just sort of try to remember that discretion is the better part of valor.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Wally, what did Dad mean by that last thing?
Well, that's just a fancy way of saying not to fight with big guys.
Hey, Wally.
What?
Are you asleep?
If I was asleep, I wouldn't be talking to you.
I was just thinking, outside of getting beat up, well, it would have been neat to live in the olden days, in a great big castle with a moat around it, and get to wear armor, and get to throw your food around.
Well, heck, Beaver, it wasn't all fun in the olden days. They didn't have any heat in those castles, or running water, or anything. And guys were always getting conked off by the Black Plague, or getting their heads chopped off because they stole a loaf of bread. How would you like it if you were walking to school and you met up with a fire-breathing dragon face-to-face?
Yeah, I guess the only way to have fun in the olden days is to read about it.
Yeah.
Good night, Wally.
Good night, Ivanhoe.
Coming up on Leave It to Beaver, cross-dressing teenagers in a middle American suburb. See shocking footage that will leave you wondering, is this episode going too far? Stay tuned for episode 115, Wally's Play, next on TV Land.